Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a Floridian, so there's unprovoked shark attacks and there's provoked shark attacks. And the comments that are being made, right, whatever happened at the combine, whatever happened at the owners' meetings, and the text I got yesterday, this is not something where I'm just twiddling my thumbs thinking, oh, how can I get the next one up? These things are provoked. I would love to say to sit quiet is a good strategy. It is clearly not.
That's Trey Hendrickson. That's just from yesterday. And it's on. I declare war. This is on, man. I don't think he's going to play for the Bengals again.
I don't either. Good. Man, it sucks that you guys have some problems, man. Your best defensive player doesn't want to play on a team that has no defense.
Didn't he lead the league in sacks?
Yep. Yeah. Good luck.
17 and a half.
Yeah. Well, we got to pay all our wide receivers. Most expensive wide receiver room in the NFL. It's just, it's not, that's not
that
so
says
business.
A lot. That you think they pay too much for wide receivers.
I love T. Higgins. I think he's fantastic. They don't,
I got you.
They don't need him at that price.
They could have did more with that money on the other side of the ball and become a better team.
It doesn't matter who you put on the other side of Jamar Chase. If the guy can run routes, he's going to have one-on-ones all effing day. Now, when you have T. Higgins out there, it makes you say, well, wait a minute, maybe they can't double him as much. No, they're still going to double him. Still going to double him. We just know you can't stop us on defense because you can't stop a nosebleed. And your best player, who led the league in sacks for a team that was hoping to play ahead and let that guy loose, now you have this. They could have drafted a wide receiver. You could have picked up one of these cats in the offseason that we were talking about. That's like they could have picked up D-Hop. You know what I mean? And playing him alongside, he'd have been fine. So, I don't know, man. Trade for DK Metcalf. Well, you'd have to pay him. But anyway, there were options for things that they could have done. And let's not forget, too, like when you're talking about new faces and new places, Debo's in D.C., DK's in Pittsburgh. It's going to be a new look next year, but Cincinnati's offense is going to look the same.
You really think Hendrickson will sit out the entire year, Ed?
No.
Hendrickson. You don't?
No.
Football players don't do that.
No. He's too good. I mean, I can't imagine sitting out the whole year.
You think he wants to see if they flinch?
Yeah.
Or trade him.
I remember one football player
for him.
Set out the entire year, but he was...
Who, Le'Veon?
Le'Veon Bell, yeah. He was nuts.
How'd that work out?
Well, he didn't work out bad. He got paid afterwards.
Yeah, he put out a rap album and got on a jet ski.
He got paid, though.
Yeah, he got paid.
He couldn't play before. That's why he sat out. He was smart. He knew it was over with. I don't see him sitting out a full year either because I just don't ever predict football players to sit out. They seem to be the group that needs that money more than any, and I think largely because the money's not guaranteed. You got to get the guaranteed money while you can.
Yes.
You know, you don't. Then again, you never hear baseball players and basketball players threatening to sit out.
Basketball players sit out every other night. So.
You're right. They don't have to threaten. You just do it.
You don't know, Ed.
I do know.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you do. I mean, you sound, you said it with conviction, so I believe you now. I like Trey Hendrickson a lot, but let's not forget the other lineman that they had, defensive lineman they had that they liked, Hubbard. He retired. How are you replacing him? This is a team that has so much money tied up in two receivers and a quarterback, and I have no idea how they figure out the rest of the roster.
Let's be honest. We talk so much about the Browns because they deserve it, but the Bengals aren't smart either. The Bengals got lucky, and they got Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. They got lucky.
They got the number one pick the right year.
Other than that, no. Come on. You know where this Trey Hendrickson situation is going. You know Trey Hendrickson doesn't want to come back. Make the move before the draft. Get some picks out of this. Now you're going to go another year because I don't think he's going to play for them again. I don't think he's going to have to sit out. He's going to force the hand because he's going to publicly humiliate them until they have to trade him. Now, what are you getting for him? Next year's pick? You don't know. You trade for a team that you think may have a good draft pick, and the next thing you know, in the NFL, they win 12 games, and now you're at the back end of the first round or whatever round you traded for. You should have made this trade this draft day, before this draft day, or on this draft day. Now you're stuck with either draft picks that you're uncertain about for next year with a disgruntled player. So who's now officially announced to the world that he's not playing for you again.
Well, the other thing that I see with this, too, is like I wonder about Cincinnati's window. Because when you pay these type of guys that type of money, you have the highest paid wide receiver. You have the highest paid non-quarterback in football. And he deserves it. And the two best players on their team, their quarterback and wide receiver, they were lucky that they got the number one overall pick and got Burrow. And in the following year, they were lucky that there were quarterbacks in front of Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying, you guys got to take Penei Sewell. Would have been a good player for him. But Ja'Marr Chase is, forgive me, the best wide receiver in football. Mm. Sorry, Justin. Because if I was talking about you, I'd say you're the best one. But anyway, those two guys, to me, are one of ones. I don't think there's, I mean, you can, CeeDee Lamb and the rest of these guys are really good. I think those two guys are so effing special. And when you have Ja'Marr Chase, it allows you to do other things on offense where you don't have to input that money. Let's not forget, they also paid Mike Gesicki. Why? I mean, for what? Like, you paid this guy when you could have allocated some money to defense? You've done nothing to your defense. No. You're a poor quarterback, and I've said this before, if you're drafting a quarterback in best ball or fantasy, Joe Burrow should be number one on the board ahead of everyone else because he's going to be throwing the ball every effing time.
But he'll lose games 41-38.
Yep.
Because the defense sucks really badly.
They did nothing to improve that defense, no. And it was one of the worst defenses in football. And the other thing is their offense is going to be great because now they finally realize their running back Brown can play and he can be a feature back.
I'm convinced, man. We're living in a generation now where these GMs grew up playing Madden. And I think they're playing, some of them are playing Madden within the NFL. Seriously. Because some of the moves they make are Madden-like moves. Like what Duke Tobin, that's his name, what he did, that's the Bengals GM, right? Mm-hmm. What he did makes absolutely no sense. And if you're the owner, you gotta okay, well, I don't like what you're doing right now, but you are the GM. If it doesn't work, I'm just going to fire you and get another one. But it makes no sense what he did to me with the way he built this roster. None whatsoever. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rashawn just sent me a text.
About the Cowboys?
Who are we talking about right now?
Why? Don't even bring up CeeDee Lamb.
No. What team are we talking about right now?
Bengals.
So why did he send me a text? We feasting on some Chiefs on Thanksgiving with a picture of week 13 between these two cats.
Which teams, though?
The Chiefs and the Cowboys.
Well, I didn't know which team. Two teams. I didn't know which one you were talking about.
We're not talking about either one of these teams.
Uh-huh.
Rashawn, what is wrong with you?
I thought definitely since I said CeeDee Lamb's not in the same class as those other two cats that he'd be calling in.
Maybe he sent this before you said that.
He got bigger teeth than both those guys. That's
time stamp. No, he sent it afterwards.
Okay.
Maybe he agrees with you.
No.
Maybe he agrees with you.
Okay, maybe he's like, you know what? Thanks, Rashawn, for co-signing on that. Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, huge gap than everyone else.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.